This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable was held in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. He said the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable had a productive interaction with the India-Singapore Business Roundtable delegation. He added that synergy between government and industry is the key to unlocking the next phase of India-Singapore ties. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on Friday with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating Independence Day on the 15th of this month from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on Friday as special guests in New Delhi. More from our correspondent.
This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayat, like better infrastructure, enhanced public services, and inclusive community initiatives. They have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, and Mission Indradhanush. These elected women representative of panchayati raj institutions exemplify the emerging strength of rural leadership, successfully combining their governance responsibilities with forward-looking development approaches across diverse regions of the country. Panchayati Raj Ministry will facilitate the special guest in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will also be launched. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To ensure foolproof security on Independence Day, Delhi Police has made elaborate security arrangements. The Delhi Metro will commence its services on Friday at 4 a.m. on all its lines to facilitate the general public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. As part of the initiative, Union Home Minister Amit Shah hoisted the national flag at his residence in the national capital today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the tricolour and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
Apne ghar bhi tiranga fehraye. आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए
In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security has been intensified across the Jammu region, especially along the borders with Pakistan. The Army and BSF have intensified vigil all along the 225-kilometre line of control and 192-kilometre international border. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi hoisted the national flag tricolour at her official residence in Koderma district in Jharkhand as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The minister said the national flag is a symbol of unity, integrity and pride for the people of our country. She called upon all citizens of the country to hoist the tricolour with full respect and pride at their homes, establishments, workplaces and institutions on this Independence Day. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to an accident in Dausa district of Rajasthan. In a social media post, the president expressed condolences to the bereaved families. She also wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed sadness at the loss of lives in the accident. In sports, India's Gulveer Singh bettered his own national record in the non-Olympic event of men's 3,000 metres race, finishing fifth at the Gyulai Istvan Memorial Hungarian Athletics Grand Prix in Budapest. And with that, we end this news bulletin.